Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's
go! What's up, everybody? It is week 15. It is the fantasy semifinals, and you are listening to the Super Flexible Podcast. I am your host, Steve Halepka, here tonight with my boy Swags. What's going on, Swags?
How's it going? You taking the shots this evening?
Yeah, man, two drinks out with us tonight, so I got to pick up the slack for him. I'll be doing the two shots tonight, the double shot from that two drink normally does. We've got some NFL news and notes. We've got some ride or die starts or sits this week coming up, and also, of course, our ever popular Super Flex trade segment as well. But before we get into all that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. Swags, where can the folks find you?
I am at @DFF_swag.
Awesome, and I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades. And also don't forget to hit us up at Superflex Pod, and I'll shout out to Drink as well, at FL2 Drink Minimum. So let's go through just a couple quick news and notes items here. First of which, kind of fun note, the NFL announced the 2020 NFL draft will be in Vegas. So, you know, embracing the entirety of the Vegas turnaround there with the Raiders going in 2020, and then also the NFL draft. I mean, my question to you is, like, how much gambling is going to be done on the NFL draft? Like, on the picks during that?
Goodness. You have to think it at least doubles from what it usually is. And people go there that time of year just to already have fun. But with it, the draft being there, that's insane.
And imagine the prop board. Like, it's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, and I'm excited what GT Bets will have to offer at that point, too. So should be a lot of fun with that. Next, of course, some big news in Baltimore. I don't know if necessarily big news, but we kind of expected this. Joe Flacco was cleared fully from his hip injury, but he's going to be the backup this week for Lamar Jackson, and assuming going forward. So we kind of talked about this last week with Flacco potentially continuing to be the backup in Baltimore moving on in 2019. So, Swags, I mean, any other thoughts? I know we kind of had talked about this last week, but what do you think his value is in Superflex leagues going forward? Do you think he's going to be a starter somewhere?
I think he'll be a starter somewhere. I mean, maybe for even a team like the Giants, if they don't find a solution, or honestly, you know what I mean? Or a couple different places that could use a quarterback right away. I think Flacco's still got a little bit left.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's not super old, right? I think he's 33 or going to be 33, something like that. So he's definitely got a few years left. I think a team like the Jaguars could fit, you know, power run style, a lot of play action game, use Flacco's big arm with that speed on the outside. I think there's a potential fit there. You know, but like you said, teams in transition, I think that's going to be really a good spot for him. I mean, it's just... So let me ask you this. What would you be giving up for him in rookie picks in a super flex league right now?
I would probably give you a second or third. I don't want to give you a first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather try to pry him with like a wide receiver I don't want or something like that and try to keep my picks. And so, you know what I mean? Kind of like, I don't want him super bad unless I really need a quarterback. I'd rather go after somebody like Andy Dalton or Derek Carr and try to buy low on them and pay a little bit more and be a little bit happier with my investment.
Yeah, no, I like those two names as well. I think Carr is due for a nice bounce back season once the Raiders get some young talent. I mean, obviously they had Amari Cooper there, but like young talent around him again. Hopefully Gruden doesn't screw up these draft picks coming up and they really start to restock around Carr and Dalton. I mean, just the injury bug obviously was brutal this year in Cincinnati. He started off halfway decent, but yeah, I like those two for, maybe spending, like you said, that a first round pick to pick them up versus, you know, spending a second or a third on Joe Flacco and hoping to God he gets a job in 2019.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So some of the quarterback news here. So Carson Wentz didn't practice Wednesday. He's got some back issues. So getting ready for week 15. Nick Foles might be your starter against the Rams. How confident would you be in Nick Foles as your super flex heading into week 15?
I think if you have to play him, it's a great play. It's not the greatest matchup. Nobody wants to nobody feels super confident with their quarterbacks going up against the Rams, but I think that if you just lost Wentz and you have Foles, you're really lucky. If you can acquire Foles in a super flex this time of year and you need a play, I think it's a great play. This time of year, you know, it's tough to get a quarterback like Foles who's done it before. So I don't love the matchup, but I don't mind the player.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can both, hypothesize that the Eagles are going to be chasing points in this game. I think that the Rams are, especially after their, crappy performance against the Bears, they're going to come out guns blazing against Philly, who's, again, super banged up in the secondary, especially. I do think Foles will have to try to come back. Obviously, he's got a ton of weapons. You know, maybe they actually throw the ball to Golden Tate. Like, that could be really interesting. Maybe Zach Ertz gets more than, like, three catches. So I do think there is some potential there, and I like your call that Foles is not the worst option in the world if you have to pick him up this week or even trade for him. Are you giving a second-round rookie pick? Let's say you're in the semis, and Wentz is one of your quarterbacks. Are you giving a second-round rookie pick for Foles if you still can trade?
I am not.
Okay.
I might with Foles. And the only way that I would is if I imagine him in a situation next year where he is not with the Eagles and a team takes a chance on him to make them their starter. That's the scenario I want to imagine. I want to like Nick Foles that much to pay a second for him because there's not much future there.
Yep. No, I agree there. I do think that would be asking a lot, even for the stretch run. If he is your, super flex for this week, the hope is then potentially Wentz is back going forward and your championship round if you can get there. So I agree. I'd probably, I think a third's totally fine. But I would not be paying a second or higher for my stretch run.
Yep, I'm with you.
Cool. So Sammy Watkins has been ruled out for the game tomorrow in the Chiefs and the Chargers in a massive, massive game for a Thursday night. Really huge game here. Looks like Spencer Ware is also going to miss. He's doubtful. Austin Eckler has already been ruled out, but Melvin Gordon Oders, there is hope. He's questionable officially.
Yep, I did see that. Yeah.
Got some practice in. I know obviously Justin Jackson will be there. So my question is, if Melvin Gordon's playing, are you starting him no matter what?
Am I starting Melvin Gordon? Yes. I will temper my expectations on Justin Jackson at that point.
Yeah. This is one of those situations, especially, I know it's a short week. I know Gordon hadn't practicing prior to this week. If he's playing, he's going to be in my starting lineup. Like he's gotten you this far for the most part for a lot of fantasy owners. You've made it this far. Maybe you had Austin Eckler as well. Just his upside is like 180-2, right? If he's right. I mean, it's just, he has the potential to start you off with a massive week. So I'm totally comfortable having Gordon there knowing that it could be 180-2. It could be, five carries and his knee acts up on him and he's out for the game. But at this point, it's a chance I'm willing to take.
Yep.
Cool. So let's now move to New Orleans. The Saints did waive Brandon Marshall. I think this might be the swan song for Brandon Marshall in the league. Hell of a career. Tons of touchdowns being scored through his prime in Chicago and Miami. And a little bit in Denver as well. So a big thank you to Brandon Marshall for all those fantasy titles that he helped you win. But I do think this is probably it for him. And an interesting note here, though, the Saints did claim Eric Swope from the Colts. So really interesting player, super athletic. Definitely shown some flashes previously with the Colts. Any interest at all in deeper leagues in Eric Swope?
No, not super much for me.
Really? Don't like the talent?
No, this time of year, I don't want to throw a ton into it,
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, even like a deep, like a 14 teamer and higher, I mean, if would he be a potential add, just an end of bench guy, just hoping that he becomes one of the tight ends there over Arnold next year?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about those guys. They're like a two tight end set or something like that. I mean, we are talking super flexible. So if you have two tight ends or premium, like, I'm all about those cheap stashes that nobody else is grabbing, But as far as a play right now, I don't want to make the play.
Got it.
But yeah, long run stash. If I have a drop I can make or somebody I can throw to the IR to make an ad, I'm all about it this time of year.
Cool. I totally agree. I think he does have potential in that offense. Obviously, we've seen a ton of tight ends, you know, get some type of production, whether it's Ben Watson or Arnold. I'm thinking about Ben Watson might be done just with his lack of production as of late and decreased role going forward.
He's no young buck.
Ben Watson, I think, is like 35, actually, yeah. Shockingly enough. He's been in the league a long time. Still looked halfway decent running routes for his age. But, yeah, I mean, he's certainly no spring chicken. That's for damn sure. Finally, also the Raiders waived C.J. Anderson. So quick stop in Oakland for C.J. Anderson and then quickly gone.
Yeah, I picked him up in one league, too, and then dropped him.
Yeah, like I feel like he's a good enough player where he should be on a roster somewhere. Especially for the stretch run for teams that are like just either decimated at running back or they need some insurance policy. Like, don't you think the Rams at this point could use C.J. Anderson to be their backup? I know we love John Kelly.
Yeah, but for the price, I was kind of surprised they dropped him so quickly.
Yeah, like he's a nice veteran player. He's ran for 1,000 yards last year.
Yeah, you have to wonder about some of those cheap ads that get dropped so quickly. Like, does it end up being a player that ends up thinking he was going to the team to actually have a role and then he doesn't get it, so he's unhappy, so they cut him, or what the situation may be. But I was a little surprised to see that happen so fast as well.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. So just stay tuned, because Anderson, like I said, could have a backup role somewhere. If he lands in a spot that you know where there could be one injury away from having some use, just make sure you're keeping your eyeballs on him. And then quickly, we'll just run down some players that were put on IR.
Well, what about if there's a super quick like need for a quarterback, how would you feel about adding Josh Johnson to your team and either having him on your bench in case you lose one and or anything like that happens?
Gosh, I mean, I watched the Giants game last week. And to be honest, the Giants were up 40-0 at that point when Johnson came in and hit two kind of big plays. Like, the good news is he does have rushing upside, right? So that always gives you a floor. That Washington team's so beat up. That offensive line's a joke. Like, the Giants are getting pressure with four, which they never get pressure with four against any other offensive line. And especially against the Jaguars, who are just going to be pissed off as all hell.
I picked him up today in every super flex league he was available in.
Okay.
Because I think a starting quarterback has that kind of value, especially this time of year. We've got 2 weeks left. And it was the same kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't even drop somebody like Kaiser for him. So I wouldn't just drop anybody to make it happen. But I was finding like those deep stashes type things, and likely I'm not going to play him. But if I end up needing to week 16 because crazy things happen and it's week 16, I grabbed him. He was a starting quarterback that was free in deep, deep rosters. So may as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said, any starting quarterback certainly has value. So the question that comes to me then in a super flex league, like, I get the rushing upside of him, but do I not have good enough options at my other positions that I could flex a non-quarterback in my super flex over Josh Johnson?
And I get your point. You know, if you've made it this far, you've probably got a pretty solid team and feel pretty comfortable. But the truth is that things happen sometimes, and sure, and you just never know. And yep, I'm going to also play that angle that if I'm playing you next week, I don't want you to have that security blanket. I might as well put it in my lineup. Like, to your point, the guy has no future. He's 31 or 32 years old. He's not going to become any team's next starting quarterback. There's a reason you haven't heard of him, and he's that old. I mean, honestly. But if he's going to throw up some points, if he does it again next week, and you do lose a quarterback this time of year, and Steve wants to offer me a fourth or a fifth for some guy I just got for free a couple weeks ago, I'll do it. You know, I'll help you out on your playoff run and take something for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, there is value to be had. I do agree with you on that one. He actually was, I think it was the first pick overall in the AAF draft when they drafted, which is really interesting there. Yeah. So he actually was, whoever was coaching that team was like freaking out that he got the NFL job. But yeah, so interesting point about Josh Johnson. But yeah, I do agree. Any quarterback at this point in time does have value, whether it be, you know, a late rookie pick or something like that, in case you need to deal with someone who's dealing with an injury. I do agree on that point for sure. So quickly, just some players that were put on injured reserve. So Corey Clement from the Eagles put on IR. They did sign Boston Scott from the Saints practice squad as a corresponding move. Same type of player, smaller back, have some wiggle to their game. So it could be interesting there. Obviously, the Eagles have a ton of running back issues. Lions placed Ziggy Ansah on IR, Michael Roberts, their tight end. This is an interesting one for the Bears. Bryce Callahan, their slot corner, put on IR. So if Randall Cobb could have some maybe value this week in the Packers matchup against the Bears. Speaking of the Packers, they did put their right guard Byron Bell on IR with a knee injury. Slot corner for the Bills, Teron Johnson put on IR, and the Raiders put offensive lineman John Feliciano on injured reserve as well with a calf injury. The Raiders offensive line is basically me, Swags, Two Drink, and two other guys off the team right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking very good right now.
Picking up some scrubs to help us out.
Yeah, it's a mess right now. I mean, Colt Miller has been starting to play a bit better, but it's not looking good for the Raiders offense.
And I'm leaving you guys when I get my running back coaching job with Denver. You guys are going to be on that offensive line on your own.
I like it. I like that a lot, man.
Dude, we're going to be starting Royce Freeman a lot more.
That's right. Phillip Lindsay just down the shitter.
Yeah.
We don't care about Phillip Lindsay. All right. That sounds good. So before we get into, I guess, my double shot of the week, let's hear a little bit about DG Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. gtbets.eu, it's game time.
Okay, and we are back for my double shot of the week. So again, shout out to Two Drink not joining us tonight. But my first shot tonight, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers at home, +2 versus the New England Patriots. We've all seen this before from Pittsburgh. Awful game on the road, potentially a look-ahead game last week. Getting ready for this big showdown against New England. All the drama surrounding the team. This is when Ben and the squad come out and just go bananas. I know New England, again, is coming off a crazy ending to their game as well, where they lost a heartbreaker against Miami. But Pittsburgh needs this game with Baltimore nipping at their heels in the division. At home as well, Ben, I think, lights up the Patriots this year or this week coming up. And I'll take them +2 against the Patriots.
I like it. I hope you're right. I think there's a lot of Antonio Brown in this game. There's a ton of
AB after last week. I think I totally agree on that one. My second shot. So this one is going to be a road favorite. I'm taking the Seahawks -4.5 at San Francisco. Russell Wilson's playing out of his gourd, man. I know he had a bad game against Minnesota, but Minnesota's defense is worlds better than San Francisco. Seahawks are showing their dominance running the football. I know San Francisco put up a hell of a fight and had a nice win last week against Denver. And I know they're going to be home again. But the Seahawks are locking down that wild card spot this week with a big win, I think, in San Francisco. That defense came to play last week, and I think they continue that 4 against Nick Mullins.
Yeah, I like it. I wanted to dispute it just for fun, but I'm kind of looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I don't want that one. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there.
Yeah, when I first looked at this game, I thought the line was going to be 6. So I was like, all right, 4.5, that's not too bad. I think Seattle wins this game by a touchdown, even in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't forget as well, obviously head over to gtbets.eu and always use our promo code SUPERFLEX when you're heading up over there and signing up. So let's now move to the ever popular dud versus studs.
Yeah, cruising along.
Dude, we are flying through this. I had to get to this segment because you know what? I finally won. I finally got one on the board last week. I can't believe it. Ryan Tannehill with the most BS play of BS plays. Save my ass.
So I think because you won,
yep.
I think you should get to pick two drinks this week.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's fair. I don't know if you're ready yet, so if you want to do yours first or me to go first, that's fine. But I think if not, I'll pick for him. I have no problem picking for him.
Oh, I know you don't have any problem with that. I was going to try to get him a legit one. So how about you go first with yours, then I'll go with mine, and then I'll give two drink one.
All right. Well, because I want the win, and what I mean by that is I wanted to take a little bit of percentage and against somebody I'm pretty down on lately, but I'm going with Jeff Driscoll at 2% ownership versus Matthew Stafford at 62% ownership. Driscoll's against the Raiders, so I like the matchup, and then Stafford's playing Buffalo. So
I like it, man. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Driscoll's kind of ugly, but I like the matchup.
The matchup is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Can't debate that at all. It's a really nice matchup for Driscoll. And man, Buffalo's defense is legit. Like, yep. I know it's kind of a hit or miss sometimes. Like last week, obviously, you know, Darnold led that comeback. But yeah, man, I think that's a good call.
He's really got pretty much like Galladay to throw to and Riddick now.
Yeah, that's all he's got. There's nobody else.
Yep.
There's nobody else left. So my pick for this week, I'm taking Lamar Jackson, the newly cemented permanent starter for the Baltimore Ravens at 43%. I'm taking him over to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Texans kind of control this game with their defense. I know it's in at the Jets on Saturday. So again, there's two Saturday games this week, Houston and the Jets and the Browns and Broncos. So interesting bit about scheduling there. So make sure your lineups are set. That's really kind of key to make sure your Saturday players are locked and loaded there. But yeah, I think Deshaun goes back to throwing like 25 times in this game. I just don't see the volume here. I think it's a ground and pound with Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue and whoever else they're going to throw out there, maybe get some Dante Foreman action as well. And I think Lamar is really going to be just dominate this Tampa team. Like it's Tampa's just, I feel like they've almost given up on the season at this point. And the Ravens are still fighting for a playoff spot. Lamar's legs, love him. And he's actually starting to develop as a passer as well. Had a nice completion with John Brown last week. So I'm going to take Lamar over Deshaun Watson.
I decided to try to buy low on Demaryius Thomas as much as I could this week.
Interesting. Okay.
I think he'll be there, man. I think he'll be there. And he's 30, so he's not done in the NFL yet. I think that – so I've gotten him for 2/3 in one league.
Okay.
And I got him for a third in Marquise Lee today. Today, though, I needed the wide receiver a little bit more, so I was willing to pay what I felt like was maybe a little bit more. But I'm also kind of soured on Marquise Lee at this point. I think he's just always going to be hurt.
Yep.
And it's just not happening. Whereas I think Demaryius Thomas might have a role on that team going forward and build a little bit of chemistry and be their number two wide receiver. I believe in him more than Kiki.
That's fair. I think, yeah. My only question is when Will Fuller comes back next year with Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Because, Fuller and Watson, I feel like it's just they have this deep connection where every game, almost every game that Fuller plays, he's getting a 50-yard bomb from Watson at least once. So I'm just more worried about target share there with Thomas. But interesting thing, like you said, about him versus Kiki. Do you think he might end up being like the big slot there potentially? They move him to that kind of role?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I don't, Fuller can't stay on the field either.
He can't. No, you're right.
So I just think the price is right. And he's had such a down year. And with that age, people are writing him off when really he's only 30. You know what I mean? Like you look at some of those guys getting up into that 29 to 32 year old age. And I don't know, man. I think Demaryius Thomas has 3 more years. I'm willing to pay a couple thirds that might not hit.
Yeah.
They might, you know, they might hit.
I think I saw a study done on rookie draft picks. And once you get past really the second round and even like the midpoint of the second round, it's a total crapshoot.
Yeah.
Like you're batting less than 50-50 at that point. So yeah, I mean, to give up picks like that for a known commodity who I know obviously has declined recently, but definitely still has some juice. I think I dig that, man.
And I'm making him like my fourth or fifth wide receiver on my team. So you know what I mean? Just like some insurance for my team.
Yeah, no, so. I like that. All right. So let's give one to two drink for this week.
Ooh.
I'm going to go back to the well. I'm going to go back to Josh Allen, man. Like, the dude just gets it done on the ground. I know it's non-sustainable, I don't think, because he's rushing for like 100 yards and a touchdown every single week. And those receivers just cannot catch the ball for him. But at only 20% owned, playing, unfortunately, your Detroit Lions, they're going to be home. Detroit's going outside. No Ziggy Ansah, so their pass rush is not going to be great. I'll take Josh Allen. The question is, do I take him over? I want to almost take him over Trubisky. I can't do that. I can't do it over Trubisky. I'll go back to the well, and I'll take him over Matt Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. What's the percentage on Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan's still 96% owned.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're pretty nice. What if you were going to try to give him a bad one?
Oh, if I'm going to dick him over, I'm going to take Ryan Tannehill versus Matt Ryan again this week. I'll go back to what I did last week.
Let's do that.
All right, we'll do that. Gosh, that'd be a massive hit for him, though.
Screw that guy. Well, you won.
I know. I did hit it. Well, it took me a lot. Well, I played it.
You want to win again? I mean,
and Tanny's still 7%.
He's ahead of both of us in this game.
I know. I know. I made up some ground, though, man. That was a 90-point week.
That is pretty nice, for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Took that last play, but I'll take it.
Yep.
All right, so before we get into our ride or die segment for week 15, a couple of those tough start questions, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
So Scouting Academy, man, totally awesome. I saw a post on Twitter that the Scouting Academy now had their 28th person that has gone through their program get an NFL job. That is insane.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Totally awesome. I'm like, do I really want to quit my job and try to become an NFL scout? I'm debating internally.
It's like worth day it. After day. It's worth it. God. But I mean, realistically too, you don't need to quit your job, but you almost need to go take a vacation to go do the Scouting Academy. Like, you have to find the time to do it. Like, it's a serious program.
Yeah. It's an awesome program. It's going to teach you how to really look at film, break down film, scout players, whether you use it for fantasy purposes, whether you use it to get a job like 28 other people have done. Like, a super awesome program. So definitely check it out. All right. Now for week 15, it's the fantasy semifinals. It's our ride or die starts for week 15. So we've got a flex question to start off with. There are a bunch of wide receivers here. Didn't say PPR or standard. So let's go half point PPR for the scoring format. We've got Golden Tate at the Rams, Dante Pettis versus the Seahawks, Curtis Samuel against the Saints, or Deshaun Hamilton against the Cleveland Browns. Twags, who you got?
Steve, can I cheat?
Cheat.
I want to take Robert Foster against the Lions.
Just out of left field.
Yep.
Any particular reason? I know Robert Foster's like torn it up the last 3 weeks.
I think he'll outplay all these guys. Of these guys, I kind of want Pettis.
Yeah.
But I like that Samuel matchup against the Saints. I think that you have to air it out against the Saints at some point to stay in the game. So it's good for the wide receivers.
Yeah, I kind of like the Samuel play as well. We've seen some more consistent volume for him over the last couple of games. I know Cam's dealing with that shoulder issue, and it has not been good. Him throwing the ball recently, even more inaccurate than he normally is throwing the football. I just think the Seattle defense really has come to play these last couple of weeks. So I don't think I would steer Pettis, and Golden Tate for some reason still can't figure out what they're doing. The Eagles can't figure out what they're doing with him right now. So I think I'm taking Curtis Samuel as well.
Yeah.
I like that one. All right. The next one from at FF Poll Tsunami. Which defense to start for week 15? The Denver Broncos against the Cleveland Browns, Atlanta versus the Arizona Cardinals, or the Baltimore Ravens versus the Tampa Bay Bucks?
I'm going Atlanta against Arizona.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Any particular reason why Atlanta?
They're just so banged up. Well, Arizona is so banged up. I mean, they've lost Kirk. They haven't been able to do much. Like, DJ has a good week here and there. I just think it's more the matchup. I think that Cleveland can do okay against Denver. Denver's got a good defense, and Baltimore has a good defense. But I like the Cleveland offense and the Tampa Bay offense more.
Yeah, no, I agree with the Tampa Bay offense is certainly better than the Arizona offense. I'm actually going to take the Baltimore defense here as well. The Baltimore defense here. I just think they are a better overall unit than Atlanta or Denver. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is just so leaky still. I know they're home against a team that's really struggling to score points. But Baltimore, for the most part, I mean, they played damn well against Kansas City, like damn well against Patrick Mahomes. And I think with, you know, Jameis hasn't turned the ball over a bunch recently, but I think on the road here, I think there's a really good shot that Jameis goes back to his turnover ways against a really good defense. So I'll take the Ravens in this one. And just looked at the poll results here. So 58% went with the Ravens, 30% with the Falcons, and 13% with the Denver Broncos. Now let's move on to our super flex trades. So we've got a couple different options here for our trades. The first of which from at the third Mike.
I know that guy.
Yeah, Superflex Dynasty. His other quarterback, he just traded for his Jimmy Garoppolo. So he's kind of in the middle of a rebuild here. So Ryan Tannehill, a 2019 and 2020 first. So two super picks there. Or Mitchell Trubisky. Who you taking on this one, Swags?
Man, so many picks. Shout out to Mike, too. Mike did Fantasy Football Breakdown with me today because Two Drink couldn't. So he came on the show. But I didn't see he had this till we got on here today. Man, this is a tough one. I like Mitch a lot. And I think that's about the price you have to pay to get him. It is like I'm around 2 to 3 firsts to get Mitch. And I think Ryan Tannehill is kind of nice to have because you know you end up with a starting quarterback as well. Do you know where the picks are? Are they high or low or anything? Or we just know the years?
Just know the years. I don't see anything in terms of...
I'm going to take Mitch.
Okay. I'm going to say the picks are probably mid to late. Looks like a contender he was trading with.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll take Mitch here.
Okay.
If they're high picks, like if you feel like they're top 4 to or better, then I might change that a little bit. I like that. Or if you can even get a couple 2020s, I like that a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I go with Trubisky here as well. Again, you know, we started to talk about the 2019 class not being as great as potentially the 2020 class, which could be just gangbusters for Superflex. Tannehill's been solid this year when he played. He's just, again, he's been banged up for the last couple seasons, and Trubisky's arrow is just pointing up with the offense there in Chicago. So I'll take Trubisky as well, even though the picks are certainly very tempting. So final poll results on this one. So we've got Tannehill side slightly winning, 53-47. So
really I like close. It, man. I like it. And I almost went that way. I think it's a very solid even. Trade.
Yep, very even trade.
Yep.
So from our next one here from friend of the podcast, at @DFF_Shane.
Yeah, I know this guy too.
This guy's not a bad guy, right? Yep, pretty good just dude.
Name dropping all over. Look at got me. You. Yep, we started our first Superflex mock draft they're doing, and so that'll be on Dynasty Trades HQ. So you guys will be able to check that out. I'm sure he'll write it up and make it sound fun.
Yeah, should be pretty cool. So this is a good one here, just standard Dynasty League. So Amari Cooper or the 2019 101?
I'm going Cooper easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what way Shane would go, honestly. So we'll have to holler at him about this or if this trade ended up happening, because I know he's a huge Amari Cooper guy. But I would go Cooper. I really like what he's got going with Dak right now, and it's happened pretty quick. I think it's clear he's going to be the wide receiver one on that team, and they paid up enough to where they want him to be a part of that future.
Yep. Yep. No, I totally agree. It's Amari Cooper for me as well. Showing why he was a top five NFL draft pick. I mean, the guy dropped, what, 40 points in PPR last week? Like, insane game. Insane game. And he's done it twice now. Two huge games with Dak there in just, what, 6 weeks? So I think especially with another offseason, Amari can reestablish himself, I think, as a top 10 dynasty wide receiver as we get into 2019.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Cooper side as well. This was actually kind of closer than I thought it was going to be. So Cooper did win, but it's only 63% to 37%, about 560 votes. So a good size, good size voting group here. But yeah, so Cooper over the 1.01 right now. And I think we both agree on that one.
I don't know this next guy.
You're
going to have to get to know me, and then we'll know each other.
There you go. Definitely hit us up on Twitter. Please feel free to follow us at DFF underscore swag, at The Real Holupka, and at FL 2 Drink Minimum, that's for sure.
Yep.
So this is from at Jeremy Angle 10, a PPR dynasty. So his running backs are currently Saquon, James Conner, Philip Lindsay, your boy, and Marlon Mack. So the trade would be Saquon Barkley for Sony Michel, two 2019 firsts, and a 2020 first. All first rounders are likely to be late.
Well, so you get Sony.
Sony and three first round picks, two in 2019.
I mean, I'll take Sony and all those picks as much as I hate to give up Barkley.
So for me, this is a tough one for me just because Barkley in PPR is just so damn good.
Monstrous.
He's going to catch so many passes.
And you're a Giants fan.
And I'm a Giants fan. I mean, I think right now he's the consensus 101 when I was looking at.
That's what they said. Is he for you?
I don't think Superflex. I think in non-Superflex leagues he would be. I know the latest from DLF, I think it was, had him at 101 across their latest round of mock drafts. Would he not be for you? Do you have Gurley still one?
I'd still go Gurley, yeah.
Okay. I think I would go to Saquon just because he is a couple years younger. And as good as Gurley is in the passing game, I think Barkley is just slightly better in terms of overall skill in the passing game. I can't find where the hell the percentages are here. So you're taking the Sony side, right?
Yeah. All those picks. And Superflex, so I mean, get a quarterback, a running back, and you already got Sony.
And your other running backs aren't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, your other running backs are pretty good. I mean, Connor, I think Connor will still be a running back one. Lindsay and Mack are kind of up in the air, but Sony's going to be good, man. I think Sony's going to be good going forward. I'll take, this pains me. I'll take Sony in the picks. I don't want to do it because, like, I know. It's just so much value because you already have another RB1 on your team. Like, I think Connor's a legit RB1 going forward. It really helps my team with all these other assets. It really does.
Solid squad, though.
Yeah, man. That's a solid running back core. I know Mac's been up and down and injured a bunch, but you've got some young players here who should have some definitely great roles going forward. But yeah, it's a hell of a question there. So quite the dilemma, Jeremy. So definitely hit us up on Twitter if you have any more questions about that kind of stuff.
Yep. At SuperflexPod, at SuperflexTrades.
Also use that hashtag, man. Use that hashtag Superflex.
Yeah.
So Swags, where can they find you as well?
I am at DFF underscore swag. This is a quick show this week. We didn't have Two Drink blabbing on and on and on and on.
I know. There was no Whiskey Tussin, man. We needed to get some of that Whiskey Tussin. We were playing it straight tonight, man. We'll bring it back next week with Two Drink. I am, of course, at The Real Holupka on Twitter, at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Two Drink and Swags, and host, Steve Holupka.